Golden Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, coming off a back-to-back call. I had the privilege of being on Alexis Romano and her team call right before this call. So fired up would be an understatement tonight. So I'm going to really turn the heat up here this evening for a couple of back-to-back hours of inspiration. I have some great announcements for you. And first of all, I want to thank all of my exceptional long-term friends for being on tonight's call. Bobby Robinson, 15 years. Dave Franek, I've known you for over 20-plus years. Don Ferrantino, back in that day, 2012. Jennifer Corliss-Trinkner, 2011. Joe DiBianca, 2012. The rock stars of rock stars are on tonight's call, and then all the exceptional friends and clients that have been with here for the last 3, 4, 5, 1, 2 years. I want to thank you for being on this call. I am going to deliver some great content, but most importantly, I'm going to deliver some great speakers for you in the upcoming months. It is my absolute privilege to bring to you on Tuesday, October 17th, the one and only G. Edward Griffin. Now, who is Ed Griffin? He is the author of the one of the most shocking and inspiring books at the same time. It's a book that reads like fiction, but it's fact. It's on the history of the Federal Reserve. G. Edward Griffin wrote the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ed has been on many documentaries. He's been featured in films. He's also very, very advanced in the recovery of cancer. He's a multi-preneur. Ed's also going to be speaking for me at the Protege Writer Speakers Workshop this November. I have known Ed for over 20-plus years, and he is a very, very enlightening voice when it comes to really understanding the truth and how the truth can set you free. To say his topics are controversial would be an understatement. I promise to tame him down for this call. Man, you get this dude wound up. He has some great content. That will be Tuesday, October 17th. And then I'll be having Frederick Lehrman, the author of the highly inspiring course, Prosperity Consciousness, on this call before the end of the year, along with a few others. So before I move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call, just a few quick announcements. This Saturday, I will be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Next Saturday, I get to share some space with my good friend Jennifer Corliss-Trinkner. I can't wait to do that at one of her events. That is not my event, but I will be in Columbia, South Carolina. If you have never spent any quality time with Jennifer, she unequivocally, just like Dawn said, is a first-class woman, a multiple six- and seven-figure income earner, one of my great friends and clients, and I've shared the stage with Jennifer many times over the last 6 years. Now, but my generic events, and Jennifer, I just wanted to give you a little plug because I love you so much and can't wait to see you, but these are my generic events. Saturday, October 8th, I will be in Milwaukee. October 21st, Albany, New York, with Mr. Frank Pecoraro. Frank is soon to be a multiple six-figure income earner, is a multi-business owner. Frank has hosted me in Albany, I believe this is 4 times. I'll be in Norwalk, Connecticut, October 28th. That's one of my favorite places to do an event. Orange County, California, with Marissa Campbell on November 11th. That is where a lot of beautiful people hang out. November 18th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You can definitely find me on Friday night at Dante and Luigi's with some of my homeboys, Dan Inarella and Joe DiBianca. So that will be November 18th. That is a Saturday. December 2nd, Atlanta. December 16th, Rye, New York. That will be a great event. I'm going to pull out some other guest speakers there, and I'll be ending the year, the end of an era, 2017, the day before the last day of the year of our Lord, 2017, December 30th, Marina Del Rey with Marissa Campbell again. And I have some rock star people attending that event. I already know that. So if you have not taken advantage of my free 15-minute coaching call, reach out. I'll be more than honored to offer that to you. Free 15 minutes. I did 7 of them Saturday and Sunday. So if you'd like some quick insight and cause and effect and why you do what you do, reach out to me in Facebook, and I will get right back to you. I'm going to be coming to some new cities in two 2018. Sounds interesting, but 2018, I'm going to be doing events in St. Louis, Kansas City, Chicago. I'm going to have some of my top tier coaching clients speaking at events with me. So really looking forward to ending this year strong. But what a year 2018 is going to be! Don't you want to turn the calendar up and take a look at what 2018 is going to look like already? Well, I used to do that. Do a sneak preview. Do a remember the future forward and take a good look at what 2018 is going to look like. But most importantly, finish 2017 strong. I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. My topic for tonight's call is being and staying inspired. Inspiration is an energy. Now, there's a difference between inspiration and motivation. I'll give you my own. Motivation is how you feel on a Saturday. When you're at an event, you're feeling, oh, my God, I could tear it up. I'm going to crush it when I get home. That's motivation. When you're motivated, that's a more contained right now, right here energy. Motivation, when you're motivated to win a game, now, the word motivation and inspiration are somewhat synonymous but distinctly different. You must be and stay inspired long term, and it's a more relaxed energy. Motivation usually is a more intense energy. It's right here and it's right now. You're like motivated to like crush it right now. But inspiration is what you are long-term, long time, over a long career. Inspiration is a more relaxed energy. Motivation is usually a more intense energy. You can bring the two together when you have relaxed intensity. You can be motivated to be inspired, but you must stay inspired. Unfortunately, motivation tends to wear off quicker. That's why you can be motivated for a game. You can be geeked, jacked sideways, pumped up, ready to kill it, crush it, take it to the next level, any of these terms that are motivation. But come Monday, the old Jimmy Buffett song, come Monday, it'll be all right. Well, come Monday, you want to be and stay inspired. What will keep you inspired? Well, that will be like beauty. That will be in the eye of the beholder. I directed one of my young clients, Paige, to a website Monday night called The Rob Report. Now, The Rob Report, Rob, R-O-B-B, The Rob Report. It's a magazine. It's been around for 30-plus years. I've subscribed to it for over 30 years. It is a magazine for the luxury lifestyle, the best yachts, homes, travel, airplanes, jewelry, the luxury lifestyle, clothing, couture, spirits. That is a dreamer's magazine. So I sent one of my young students, one of my proteges, to the robreport.com website. Go there tonight. It's a great place to dream. It's the good life. You want to be able to salivate what it's going to be like to be in Santorini, Greece. Now, I know my good friend and client, Jennifer Trinkner, takes a trip there. I follow her. I look at her pictures of her and her exceptional husband, Tom, because they are absolutely living the good life. It's the white stucco buildings. It's the beautiful Mediterranean. It's on a cliff overlooking the Mediterranean, which I understand what that's like. I've spent quality time in Nice, Saint-Tropez, Cannes, France, and other places in the French and Italian Riviera. Breathtaking. So you have to be inspired to live that kind of life, and that means you have a vision of the future while you have a plan in the present. It's that plan in the present that you execute, and it's your execution that along with your inspiration, that creates the results. Now, you can be inspired but not have the execution. The execution is the inspiration that delivers the integration that creates the results. And the integration created with the inspiration is what will create the velocity. And the velocity is the speed of your business, the speed and delivery of your energy. And as you begin to relax into your body and you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that created your anxiety, and you start to really relax into your business, you relax into your life, and you relax into your own body, you become relaxed energy. That's consciously aware energy that magnetizes and polarizes to reality the people who deserve your message. And when you come from that type of place, then coaching clients begin to show up. Real estate clients show up. Real estate opportunities begin to show up. People who are seeking your message, people who deserve and are looking for a way to change the quality of their health, people who are looking for an opportunity so they can quit their job. And you begin an inspiration, you begin to attract in a much higher law of average, a different kind of committed success seeker. You're not looking for someone who requires being convinced. You're not looking for someone who finds the flaws. You're looking for someone who finds the goodness in who you are and what you do. You're not looking for people who criticize you. You're looking for people who want to be inspired with you. And it's that inspiration that will bring them to the game, and it's inspiration that will keep them in the game. Sometimes motivation keeps them in the game short term, but it's the inspiration. It's the reason you're in the game. It's what drives you. It's what inspires you. It keeps you in the process, and it keeps you from relapsing. Unfortunately, a large percent of the population emotionally relapses on a set of feelings based on events that are unresolved. As you begin to resolve your unresolved issues, you're no longer the mind-body connection to being overwhelmed. And when you're overwhelmed, you're in a very low vibrational energy, drops all the way down to about 25 to 50 cycles a second, bottoms out in guilt and shame, tops out in anger. You have elevated a little bit above it at fear, and above fear at doubt. But when you live in doubt, you're in the space between fear and faith, and that doubt is what creates your guessing. That creates a language that said, I guess, I don't know. It keeps creates an I don't know space. As you move into inspiration, now you know. And you know that you know, and you don't doubt what you know, because you know what you know, and you live in a no state. In that no state, that's not a no, N-O, or a yes state, that's I know. And in that no, that's a sense of certainty, and it's in that sense of certainty that you will not be denied. And in this state of energy, you do not relapse. You do not relapse back into a state of emotions that take you back into your emotional addictions. And this is when you move into this state, then you do not get overwhelmed, because you can't afford to be overwhelmed, because you have tasks, duties, and you're focused on creating results. And it's in this kind of energy that you begin to attract to your reality at a much higher law of average the people that hear your message. As you let go of being critical, as you let go of being judgmental, especially yourself, when you can go a day without being critical of yourself, and I'm going to break this down. In recovery, as you be and stay in recovery, and recovery becomes synonymous with inspiration. So you're living in a recovered, inspired energy. It means a one-day-at-a-time energy, as you're creating a new law of compounding. That compounded effect means you seldom relapse. It means as you live recovery, you don't compulsively spend, you don't compulsively debt, you don't cheat, you don't have affairs, you don't relapse into alcohol, you don't relapse back into nicotine, you're not on pharmaceutical medication, you're able to put the pills down, you're able to take a good look at why you do what you do, and you don't criticize yourself. So in the past events that created your guilt and shame, you're able to be honest with yourself, and you're able to, in honesty, in rigorous honesty, you don't criticize yourself. And now you're moving into inspiration. But when you stay highly critical, you're rejecting yourself. The greatest rejection is to reject yourself. If you continue to reject yourself, then you will attract other people to reject you. When we grow up with passive-aggressive parents, people in our circle of influence, people who violate us, people who criticize us, and it continues to happen every day, we start to develop a tolerance to it. And if we don't know why we do this, and we're going to attract our reality, other perpetrators, other violators, other people who we will fix up, other people who we will over-obligate ourselves, overwhelm ourselves with, because we don't understand why we do what we do. When you start to be responsible and stay inspired, and you have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect, now you can move into a state of consciousness called awareness. And it's that kind of awareness that creates inspiration, because you become inspired to live a different life. If you've been at rock bottom, overwhelmed, in jail, been through a divorce or two, or had a DUI or other multiple situations, been fired, have a boss that violates you, any multitude of situations that affect your self-esteem that keeps it low, and you live in a low self-esteem where you stay in a relationship that's very unhealthy and you keep seducing yourself because you're emotionally addicted to that person and that relationship and it's all you know, then that's what you know and you will not be inspired. You will be overwhelmed. When you let go of being overwhelmed, you can move much more into a higher level of consciousness. Now, how do I get inspired? Inspiration is not a state you get. It's a state you be. It's not a how do I, it's an I am state. It's not something you figure out, you are it. It's not something you overwhelm yourself trying to figure out. There aren't books that will teach you. It's a relaxed state of energy. You can find it in meditation, levitation, but you will not find it in pontification. You will not find it in procrastination. You will find it in results. You will find it in production, relaxation. You'll find it in letting go, and then you start to feel, you start to transmute a different level of energy. And that energy is a lot more relaxed, and it's not a low energy. It's a very relaxed, powerful energy. It's a white light energy. It's etheric emotional energy that begins to transcend being overwhelmed. In that type of energy, you'll begin to attract people and situations that are more enlightening and more inspiring to you. In that type of awareness, you're able to see real quickly the type of people you don't want to surround yourself. When you're prospecting, when you're inspired, you're able to read through and hear what's meant, not said, because you know. When you know, you're inspired. It's a very relaxed energy that allows you to produce long days in relaxed effort. And the days do not seem long because the time moves very fast. When you're inspired, all of a sudden it's 9 o'clock, both nines, 9 in the morning, 9 at night, and you're not tired. And many people will try and seduce you into being tired. Oh, I bet you're worn out. Oh, how do you do it? Oh, you're a workaholic, because all you do is ever work. People that talk like that, they don't understand what you do. You do what you do because you're inspired. You're not looking at the clock. You're not counting the minutes. You're not counting the hours. You know that what you're doing is significant and it has meaning, and that kind of meaning, you're attracting people who seek that meaning. And that kind of meaning, that meaning is purpose. Now, when you come from purpose and you're purpose-driven, that's driven by your inspiration. That type of purpose means you know you're in alignment with who you are and what you're doing. You're no longer in doubt. You're in enlightenment, and that kind of enlightenment is a very high level of energy. That's synchronistic energy, and that kind of energy, you'll attract parking spaces and people who walk up to you and buy from you. You'll attract people who come up with the money. You'll attract people who don't have excuses. You'll attract people who want to join your team. And it's a phenomenon because it's phenomenal. It means that you attract more phenoms and you can't explain it because you're living it. The people you don't have to explain it to are the people who know it. Those are the kind of people you can look in their eye and shake your head because they're doing what you're doing. They're living an inspired life. You can spot these people in restaurants. You can spot them on the airplane because they're as cool as the other side of the pillow. They have ice in their veins. They're the kind of people you can ask them a question, they answer it. They speak in shorter sentence structure. Their language style is much more communicative and it's clear. It's committed. And when you live like this, now you're living a purpose-driven life. Because your life has purpose and meaning, and your business in your life, and your life is your business. There's no separation between the two. Now, it's not a contradiction. Meaning, you can put your business down, and you can relax into your life without feeling guilty. You can relax into your life like out feeling like you should be doing something. But when you feel you should be doing, then you're not being. When you're being and you're being when you're being, then there's no doing. When you're being you in your business, then you're not trying to do you in your business. And when you're being you in relaxation, you're not trying to do something you think you should do to stay overwhelmed. What many people do is they're duoholics. They do to distract themselves from looking at themselves. They try and motivate themselves, which is force, to do something they don't really want to do because they think they're supposed to be busy. But when you let go of being busy, now you're productive. And you can be productive in a much higher level of energy in less time. And you can devote less time to create more results rather than more time and create no results. And that's what many people do. They try and motivate themselves by forcing themselves to do something. They're not inspired by it. Then their energy isn't effective. Then they get disappointed because they don't create a result. Now, this is bulletin board material I'm covering. This is the kind of content that you put on Facebook, because this is the law of energy. And it's this kind of energy, when you live in this kind of relaxed energy, you're going to attract your reality frequently people in situations of ease. It means people, what you begin to do has a different level of ease to it. You're no longer struggling. You're not pushing the ball up the hill. You do an event for someone and three or four people sign up because they're supposed to. You're not begging them. You're not convincing them. You're not cajoling them. You're not making deals with them. You're not giving them, offering freebies because you don't have to. Because your value is so valuable that people spot your value, because you're so inspired that you're inspiration is inspiring. When you come from that kind of content and that kind of flow, you're in prosperity in the flow. And it's that kind of hands-free zone that allows you to stay inspiration. In that kind of conscious awareness, you have clarity in your vision, meaning you know the outcome, you see it, it's already there. You see it, it's happening. It's already happened before it happened. That's shape-shifting, meaning you can be in two places at one time. You can actually be in the future while you're here, because your vision is so clear and you're so relaxed that you're already there before you get there. Now, in that kind of space, I have this happen frequently. It's like I'm going to end the day, and I know someone's going to call me. And they call me, and they hire me, and it takes 5 minutes. Now, that happens frequently to me. It can happen just as frequently to you. I've been getting ready to go out to dinner. I just felt someone was going to call me before I go out. That happens. I write the order up in 5 minutes, and I go right on out because I expect it. That's what happens when you're inspired. You have a higher level of expectations that is real. Now, when you're trying to force yourself to do something, your expectations are different. You expect something to happen. It doesn't happen, so you can be disappointed. It means you've got too much energy on it. It means you're attached. When you're coming from attached energy, that's not inspirational energy, that's forced energy. When you're trying to force something to happen because you're desperate, then you're not inspired. You can either come from desperation or inspiration. One empowers you, one disappoints you. When you're coming from desperation, you're coming from a very low level of energy, expecting to be rejected. When you're in that desperation, what ends up happening is the very situation you seek to avoid happens to fulfill your disappointment. This is how you get rejected. This is how you get violated. This is how you attract conflict to your reality to fulfill your conflict consciousness. When you're inspired, that doesn't happen. When you're inspired, you don't have to prove people right. When you're inspired, you don't get into drama and drunkologues. When you're inspired, you don't justify, validate, and explain yourself. You're able to easily and effortlessly neutralize people because your energy is so much more effective. When you have to be right or be in conflict, you're coming from rejection, abandonment, energy, because you're going to create the very situation you seek to fulfill your disappointment by getting in the ring with someone, proving them wrong, proving them right, whatever it is you do. And when you let go of that kind of energy, then you are you and you are free. And in that kind of freedom that you're creating, that's emotional freedom, you're not relapsing, you're not overwhelmed, you're not proving people wrong, you're not proving them right, you're able to easily and effortlessly let people go. That's a very inspired, relaxed energy. Now, when you're in inspiration, you go to bed without being worn out. You go to bed for one purpose, to rest. You're not sleeping anymore, you're in a REM state, in a very relaxed state, in a brainwave that's conducive to waking up without a headache, a neck subluxation, without being tired, because you're inspired. Your whole world changes. Also, the connection between your brain and your gut changes. Your gut begins to digest food differently because you're not shoving it down your throat. You're not trying to cram it in. You're not eating bad food. You're able to relax, and you're able to eat good nutrients. You're able to take it in. You're able to assimilate it. You're able to release it. You're able to be in the flow. And it's in that kind of energy that life really begins to change. And in that kind of situation, people virtually begin to show up. There's a level of ease that happens, and your self-talk changes. In your self-talk, you're not violating yourself. You're not rejecting yourself. You're not criticizing yourself. You're able to easily and effortlessly let go. This becomes a habit, a routine, a lifestyle. It becomes inspiration. And in that kind of inspiration, you are not looking for the flaws. You're not looking to get in the ring with someone. You're not trying to prove someone wrong. When you're able to live in that kind of space, then you're going to attract a much higher caliber of person to your reality in a more frequent sequence. Now, in the laws that govern money and the laws that govern leverage business, business is going to get created in leverage through sales volume. Sales volume is going to get created by the law of the few. Even though you'll have a big team, but the team's going to break down to a few people. It's that few key people that creates your mastermind alliance. That is one of more coming together for light, for common causes. As you start to become that inspired, enlightened, emotional being that you're capable of being, then you start to understand free enterprise. You understand reciprocity and prosperity. You have a better understanding of cause and effect and why people do what they do. You don't get rejected. You don't get abandoned. You don't take it personal. You're able to let people go very easily. You don't say, yeah, but. Yeah, but does not enter the house of pleasure. You're able to let that go quickly. You're no longer living in contradictions. You're living in your truth, you're living in your peace, you're living in your power. And in that kind of energy, you're actually slowing down and bending time because you're not rushing, you're not late, you're inspired. You're able to, and it creates a different set of reflexes in your body. You're a lot more fluid and flexible. You're able to bend and adjust and adapt. And that flexibility, once again, you're not trying to prove someone right. You're not micromanaging someone. You're not pissed off at them. You're not trying to get your team to do something. You're not trying to get someone to a space. You're not trying to get someone to an event. You're able to, in the whole flow of life, let it take its natural order. And in that kind of space, that's let go energy. I encounter people who go, how do I? How do I get someone? How do I get someone? You don't get anyone. If you're creating a business in free enterprise, your teammates are not your employees. Your teammates are your teammates. And your teammates, about 80% of them are overwhelmed. There's about 20% of them that will be some level of like-mind to you, provided you're living in inspired, enlightened energy. And that kind of energy, people begin to collaborate a lot more effortlessly. Or they can completely be self-sufficient and not require you. What a concept. You have people, you can attract people who are self-sufficient, self-directed, have self-esteem and self-awareness. Those are the four selves. And they're not selfish, and you're not worried about being selfish because you're no longer guilty. Guilt cannot drive your inspiration. Guilt will drive your perspiration. Guilt drives perspiration because you try too hard. When you're coming from guilt, you're coming to the lowest level of transmutation. You're coming from overwhelmed, controlled energy. When you're in shame, that's the lowest level of energy. You're holding on to past events that you made mistakes, caused yourself trouble, grief, apathy, and all the other situations that create a very low level of energy. When you have a very high tolerance to being an emotional addict, then you're going to attract people to fulfill those feelings. When you're in anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings, you're going to attract your reality frequently, people and situations, to fulfill your disappointment. Now, as you move into an inspiration, and that's a relaxed energy, you begin to change your brain waves. You begin to change the way you perceive situations. You're able to catch your brain creating a placebo effect easily and effortlessly. You're also able to monitor your word choices. You're no longer saying, I'm always worried. I'm worried all the time. I wouldn't know I'd be if I didn't worry. Unfortunately, many non-success seekers speak like this. Unfortunately, it's very easy for you to get seduced by these people and relapse back into emotions that disempower you. When you are easily persuaded and knocked off course because you're not inspired, you'll chronically relapse. When you have clarity, and most importantly, definite of purpose, that is a Napoleon Hill term that I learned and read in Think and Grow Rich. back in 1988 when I first picked that book up, Definite of Purpose. It means that when you're definite, you won't be denied. When you're purpose-driven, you know your cause. You know what you're capable of, and you are driven by that purpose. When you have purpose, you have clarity, and it's in that clarity that you begin to magnetize. It's in that clarity, it's that know state. When you know, when you will not be denied, when you are driven by that situation, there are people who feel your feelings. And when people feel your feelings, they start to believe your beliefs. And then when your beliefs are unshakable, unbreakable, unbendable, when your beliefs are a sense of certainty, when you're coming from belief, when you're in creative and innovation, then you will not be denied because you start to create an undertow in your energy. It means there's a centrifugal force. It means there's velocity that gets created in that energy. It means you can see energy moving off mirrors. You can see the white light right in front of you. You can slow time down, and you can feel that kind of energy and that inspired energy. That's when you can take your hand and you can squeeze an imaginary ball, and it's right there. It's like that. It's that piece of gold that's right there in your hand. It's that magic elixir that you're holding on to. It's the staff that parts the Red Sea from the Ten Commandments. When you're coming from that kind of space, then you will not be denied. And that inspired energy, it's a slower energy than you imagine. It's a much more methodical, systemized, organized energy. This does not collapse. It magnetizes. When you live in collapsed energy, what happens is the neurons that wire and fire in your brain come together and they form a feeling based on a past event. That event that you hold on to that's unrecognized, that's repressed, that isn't released, is an emotion. And that emotion is typically anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection. It means your body goes into fight or flight before your brain even receives a signal. Your body's driving your brain. Your shoulder drops and dips. You raise your left shoulder if you're right-handed. You're overwhelmed without even knowing it, and you wonder how you got there. Then you begin to talk like you're overwhelmed. You live like you're overwhelmed. And you begin to speak into existence the very situation you sought to avoid, not even understanding how toxic you are to yourself. When you start to understand why you do what you do, you can easily and effortlessly let go. Letting go is an exercise not in futility. Letting go is an exercise in inspiration. But when you can tell your intention to tell yourself, I don't know how do I? I don't know how do I? I don't know what happened. I don't know why I did this. My whole childhood was a blur. I don't understand it. I don't understand why I relapse. I don't understand why I do this. I don't understand why I drank a bottle of wine. You're talking like an addict. You're relapsing. But when you're inspired not to be an addict, then you can live one day at a time in a very inspired life. Now you begin to live in simplicity rather than complication. When you're relapsing, you're complicated. When you're overwhelmed, you're complicated. When you're unorganized, you're complicated. When you keep telling yourself, hey, I know where everything is, you're living in utter chaos, but you know where everything is. That means you're pathologically lying to yourself. When you can become rigorously honest, when you start to develop emotional clarity, when you let go of the cause that creates the effect, then you are you and you are free. When you start to live in the hands-free zone, when you're in that space where you know, in the hands-free zone, where you're able to adapt and adjust, you're able to move and shake, you can bend and you're flexible. In that kind of space, when you can move like that, now you have moves, and those kinds of moves are attractive. Those are the kinds of moves that you had on the dance floor back in the day, but now you can have those kinds of moves in today. In those kinds of moves, you're smooth, you're as cool as the other side of the pillow, you're ice, baby. And in that kind of ice, you're gold. When you have that kind of energy, people want to be around you because you're inspired. They feel it. That's called swag energy, and that swag is not arrogance, it's not egotism, it's confidence, competence, and self-esteem, the trifecta of energy. When you bring those three together, that creates equanimity. Equanimity means there's no separation. It means that there's no separation between you and the outcome. It means you're there before you get there. And when you're able to practice being there before you get there, that's in meditation, that's in yoga, that's any multitude of healing modalities, you're virtually healing yourself. You're like creating a new set of wires in the neurons in your brain. You're not rewiring your brain, you're wiring your brain. You're wiring a new brain. You're creating a new identity. You're creating a different level of energy, and you can create a different purpose. When you're coming from contribution, collaboration, prosperity, and reciprocity, when you come from that kind of energy, then you're going to attract people who are seeking being mentored. When you're looking for protégés and mentorees, now you've ascended from being a leader to being a mentor. And when you're a mentor, you're attracting a much higher level of consciousness to your reality. When you actually cross the bridge and you are a real coach, you're getting compensated as a coach, and you start to understand cause and effect and why people do what they do, then you can effectively mentor people. From that kind of coaching, that's a no state. You're not coming from any arrogance, any egotism. You're coming from spirituality. And that kind of energy, you're coming from conscious awareness. And in that kind of relaxed, inspired energy, you're now in the quantum field. And that quantum field you're in, it's where all the answers you've ever been seeking to attract, they begin to come to you. Now you can attract and assimilate and deliver. And it's like it's you look up, it's there, it's here, and it's now. See, it's like it's in less than 1 second. That's the speed of light. That means you receive and you deliver without thinking. Now, when you can be in that, when you can practice that skill, that means you trust yourself so much that when asked a question, you can answer it. You don't you don't think, you don't hesitate, pontificate, or levitate. You're here and you're now. That's inspired energy. Now, that kind of energy gives off a signal where there's no separation, meaning that you're not a mixed message. Unfortunately, a large percent of the population lives in a mixed message. They're easy to tell, they're easy to spot, because they and ah. They check out in conversation. They can't speak a full sentence. They don't finish their sentences. I spend a lot of my coaching time pointing out to people this, finish your sentence, finish your sentence, finish your sentence. That's what many people do is they go down the rabbit hole. They start at the top of the rabbit hole, then they're in another rabbit hole. They're in this business and that business. They live in a place called MMO. Might miss out. That scarcity energy. That's why a lot of people go out 7 nights a week in metropolitan cities, because they might miss something. They have to stay busy to distract to looking at their low self-esteem. That's what many people do. They distract themselves by being busy so they don't have to look at how low their self-esteem is, never really understanding the cause that creates the effect. You'll know that you're effective by being able to relax without feeling guilty. If you're guilty when you're relaxing, then you're not effective. That's not relaxing. That's anxiety. You're trying to dupe your brain into believing you're relaxing, but you have to get up and do something because you might have forgotten something. When you have a system, a routine, and a method, you'll cover all the bases. You'll get it done. When you wing it, you're always behind. You're always trying to do something. I was coaching a woman today, and I was giving her great insight into understanding how guilty she feels when she's relaxing and how pissed off she is when other people in her circle of influence are relaxing, because they should be doing what she's doing more. When you have to do more, then you can't be less. But when you become less anxious, then you don't have to be more to cover your low anxiety. When you're able to let go of the cause that creates the effect and separate your feelings from events, then you're not a doaholic, then you can become a human being. But if you're doing to distract yourself from how low your self-esteem is, that means you're going to attract your reality similar to like-minded non-success seekers to fulfill your disappointment. As you're able to let go and separate your feelings and have a better understanding and awareness of why you do what you do, you become more inspired. Your hand movements are different. You're in a more relaxed motion. You're not frantic and frantic. You're not spitting on people. You're not overwhelming people. You're not talking too much. You can actually answer a question with less than 15 words. When someone asks you a question, you're not telling a story. You're able to answer the question. And in that kind of energy, people begin to feel you, and they feel your energy. They feel your vibration. They feel your emotions. They feel your pleasure. They're no longer feeling your pain. When you're in anxiety, people oftentimes will feel your pain and they'll feel your anger. That when people feel sorry for you, it's because you're sorry. When you're coming from that situation, you're a victim. But when you rise above, you're a victor, you're inspired, and you're enlightened. But when you're in a low level of energy, you're in desperation. There's a huge difference energetically between desperation and inspiration. When you're in desperation, you're in broke thoughts, you're in poverty consciousness. You're trying to get someone to comply with you. You're trying to get someone to the event. You're trying to get them to a rank in your company. You're trying to get money from people. That doesn't inspire people. People are going to be inspired, number one, because you're inspired. They're going to be inspired because you're delivering great service. Now, here's a real interesting distinction. There's a big difference between serving and serve us. Many people go out with the intention, not the commitment. They're going to go out and serve people. Well, there's a difference between serving and develop and delivering service. When you're delivering service, that's customer service. It means you're delivering. It means you're coming through. It means you're asking, you're answering questions. You're able to provide answers for people. But what many people do in serving is they confuse service and serving, and they go out and over-obligate themselves. They say yes, yes, yes to everything. They don't have healthy boundaries. They over-obligate themselves because they feel guilty. If you're a chronic over-obligator, it's because you've been guilted into an emotional state that keeps you doing the same thing over and over. You weren't born guilty. Guilt's a conditioned behavior. Oftentimes it's passed down by a parent, grandparents, and then families that stay in this kind of energy tend to stay connected, and they pass this guilt on to the generational children all down the line. This kind of energy creates guilt and resentment and creates a very low level of energy with a very high level of anxiety. And high anxiety creates an anxiety tolerance. If you've been an addict emotionally for a long time, it means you have a very high tolerance to being emotionally addicted. It's not a how do I state, it's an I am state where you easily and effectively let go. But when you're not able to let go, then you hold on to the cause, and then you live in the effect. Then you don't understand the cause, and you tell yourself you don't know, and you keep doing the same thing over and over. Now, when you're competitive, you come from healthy competition. But when you're so competitive, you have to win at all cost. You're going to go for the jugular. You're going to go for the throat. You're playing for blood. That's not effective. I spoke to a gentleman who recently went on a hunting experience. He was extremely disappointed that he was not able to be able to bag the type of animal that he sought. I mean, he was disappointed. He like took it so personal. It was very interesting to watch how critical he was of himself because he invested several thousand dollars on this hunt, and he forgot to notice how much nature he was in. It's one of the greatest places in the world. But he came back disappointed because he didn't get his trophy. You're not playing life for trophy. You're playing life for experience. You're playing life for results. But you have to realize that not every day is going to be a results day. It's the energy that you bring to the day that determines whether you're in desperation or inspiration. And when you're critical, you're coming from desperation. When you're inspired, you're coming from love. You love what you do. You love people. You love the game. You love playing the game, and you're able to teach the game because you love it. But when you're desperate, you don't understand the game. You're trying to force the game. When you're desperate, you're gonna attract any old one to be disappointed. When you're inspired, you're selective. You know that success is relegated to the law of the few, and you're selective about who you want to go on the journey with. You don't waste your time on overwhelmed non-success seekers. You're able to devote your energy where it's deserved, not needed. And when you come from deserve, from day of service, you're coming from a much higher level of inspiration. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your anxieties, you're able to effectively let go. Letting go is not a how do I. Letting go is an experience. Letting go is a commitment. Letting go is a one day at a time process. When you stop asking yourself, I don't know and how do I, when you stop saying, I don't know, and you stop asking yourself, how do I, you're moving into a level of inspiration called no. And in that kind of no, you're living in innovation. You're in creativity. And then you're able to figure it out. When you're able to figure it out, then you're not overwhelmed. You're not worried. You're not anxious. You're not trying to control an outcome that hasn't happened. When you're in control of being out of control, it's going to lead to disappointment. Unfortunately, a large percent of society lives in that energy. And it's going to be your responsibility to be able to understand people's predictability, and human beings are predictable. You don't take it personally, and you're able to easily and effectively, effortlessly let go. And that way you don't relapse back into emotional state that keeps you in anxiety. You live in conscious awareness. It means your eyesight is much better. Your mindset is much better. You're able to understand why people do what they do. You're able to understand why you do what you do. You're able to answer questions easily and effortlessly. You have the answer because you are the answer. The answer comes to you. You're not worried about making mistakes, getting in trouble, saying the wrong thing, offending someone. That doesn't even enter your house of pleasure. When you live in a house of pain, you're desperate. That desperation is anxiety energy, fear energy, and doubt energy. When you're living in that type of energy, you're destined and doomed to attract a certain type of people that will fulfill those feelings of disappointment, neglect, and rejection. When you let go of rejecting yourself because you're worried about being rejected, you ultimately reject yourself by avoiding. When you stop telling yourself stories, I coached a woman recently who told me she feared success because she wasn't sure what she was going to do when she got there. Well, she had never really had success because she avoided it. But what she was in control of was being disappointed. She was coming from desperation. Now, she can enroll product consumers, but she'd had a story to herself that she couldn't enroll anyone that would purchase a certain package in which she was selling because people might fail and blame her. So many people invent stories to stay desperate. When you start to have a dream, when you start to have clearly defined goals about the outcome you seek, when you have clearly defined vision, you're inspired. And that kind of inspirational energy magnetizes. Inspirational energy does not repel. Desperation repels people. Inspiration attracts and magnetizes. And when you come from that place in inspiration, you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped anxiety. You won't let people in your circle of influence violate you anymore. You won't over-obligate yourself saying yes to relatives who want you to babysit even though you're going out of town. You won't say yes to situations that you eventually resent. You won't say yes to situations because you're guilty. You'll be able to have clearly defined boundaries because you know who you are and you're inspired to stay who you are. You're not guilted into doing situations because someone else is disappointed in you. You have to learn to let people be disappointed and meet people where they are. You want to learn to let people go easily and effortlessly because you can tell quickly that they're not the right match or they're not the right mix for you. You're not worried about prejudging people because you know people. When you know, you don't worry. When you worry, you don't know. When you don't know, you worry, and you worry because you're overwhelmed. You worry because worry becomes a way of life. You worry because you've always worried, and you're always going to worry because worry becomes your identity, and there's no possible way you could ever be inspired in worry. Worry is an overwhelmed, anxious state about future events that have not happened. Why you worry is you can control the outcome. You can control your worry. You can stay worried and be in control of it. Then you can be confused. You act like, I don't know why I do this. I don't understand this. This doesn't make sense. When you're overwhelmed and anxious, one of your favorite words is, I don't understand and this doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense why I do this. Well, it's not about sense. It's about events. And once you're able to separate the events from the events that shape the feelings, then sense becomes a different level of energy. And in that kind of sense, now you're inspired. You're inspired never to relapse again. You're inspired to live one day at a time. You're inspired to create results. You're inspired to live a good life. You're inspired to attract other like-minded success seekers that you can collaborate with. You're inspired when you go to bed, and you're inspired when you get up because you live and breathe inspiration. You're inspired to relax. Relaxing is inspirational because it's conducive to letting go. You're inspired to be able to relax, release, and let go because you're not worried about what you should be doing because you've already done it. And if you haven't done it, you know you'll do it tomorrow on an effective time frame. When you let go of worry, you're inspired. When you continue to worry, you're desperate. For those of you who are connecting with some of this content tonight, this call is officially being recorded. Now, on tonight's call, I'm breaking down for you the type of energy that's called conscious aware energy. And it's that kind of energy that you'll start to live in love, joy, bliss, enlightenment, you come from prosperity and reciprocity, and you're able to deliver content, value, and service that people deem valuable. And as they deem it valuable, then the value of your time goes up. If you're billing clients' time as a coach or a speaker, well, you can raise your value. You never raise your prices, you raise your value. When people question your value, you want to be able to turn it around on them and ask them if they're looking for value. When someone questions your price, they're not looking for value, they're desperate. When someone asks you what's your best value, that's the kind of person who's inspired. When someone wants to join you, and it's easy and effortless, they're inspired to join you. They're not in doubt. When people doubt joining you, they don't qualify for your time. Let them go. Let go of this whole model of stalking, chasing, and following up with people who don't qualify for your time. You follow up with people that make sense to follow up with them because it's street sense. I mean, it's common sense. When you live in common sense, you're inspired. When you have no sense, you're desperate. When you have no sense because you're in the NFL club, then you're desperate also. When you're coming from three different NFL places, no funds left, no fun left and not for long, that's desperation. But when you live in the endless supply of abundance, you're inspired because you know you're living in the law of plenty. There's no diminishing value when you are value. You diminish your value by not having any and being desperate. You enhance your value when you're inspired. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you're on this call tonight and you'd like to take advantage of my free 15-minute coaching call, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook. Send me your number and the reason that you would want me to assist you with or what you'd like me to assist you with. I will return your message within 24 hours. This call is officially recorded. I look forward to connecting with anyone in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on October 8th. October 21st, I will be in Albany, New York. October 28th, I will be in Norwalk, Connecticut. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night. Great connecting with you.